Praise God. It's called The Word Became Flesh. Who is the Word? Jesus. He became flesh. God didn't stay in heaven just issuing commands and instructions from heaven that we were to follow. No, he came right down to the earth, Jesus, so that we could actually see and relate to Jesus personally. Is that wonderful? Praise God. And Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because they are one. Jesus and the Father are one. Amen. So this morning is a little bit of a celebration of Jesus personally that we can have a relationship with, and God's going to help us here this morning. Amen. 1 John 5 and verse 12, he who has the Son has the life. It doesn't say he who has the Bible verses. It says he who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. This is Jesus speaking. Wonderful. Now, what is this life? What is this life that we're talking about here? Well, it's every good thing that God wants to give to you and to me is the life. Does that sound good? I mean, everything from God's hand to the people that he has made is good for their blessing, for their well-being, for their... we heard in the early part of the meeting that all his benefits are for us to enjoy. Praise God. Praise God. So you cannot receive any good thing from God except through Jesus. He is the link between man and God. He's the mediator between man and God. And so if we go through Jesus to the Father and we receive all the blessings of heaven into our life through Jesus. Is that wonderful? Praise God. It says in verse 11, 1 John 5, verse 11, this is the testimony. In other words, here's the deal. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The life is all in the Son. The life is all in Jesus for us to receive. He is the life. Amen. Now, Jesus is going to tell us here and to help us here about those who have the scriptures, but not him. And we're going to see how we could fall into this ourselves. He's going to show us about those who had the scriptures, but not him. In other words, he's speaking now to the religious leaders of the day. So he's speaking to the ones who should really know what the deal is. So let's go to John chapter 5, John's Gospel chapter 5, and verse 39. And this is Jesus speaking to the religious leaders. These are the ones who were in charge and who taught all the people. And here's what he said to them, John 5:39. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are they that testify of me. Can you see the difference that Jesus was pointing out? You see, they thought that in them, in the scriptures. Now, these religious leaders, I mean, they knew huge portions of the scripture by heart. They could recite from memory vast portions of the scripture. They read and worked the scriptures week by week. They taught the people from the scriptures. And Jesus needed to show them that they had the scriptures, but not him. They had the very word of God. He says, the word of God that you've got there, it's testify of me. It's all pointing to me. Here I am, standing right in front of you. Can you see it? And so Jesus is pointing this out to them because they'd missed the most important thing of all, that the scriptures were all pointing to Christ Jesus. Glory to God. He said, all the scriptures speak of me. You see, I'm not in love with the scriptures. I'm in love with the one the scriptures are speaking about. Hallelujah. The whole point of the scripture is to get me to him and to know and to appreciate him. That's the aim of all scripture, is to get us to Jesus. Amen. So Jesus said, the word you're reading speaks of me, and here I am standing right in front of you. He says, the life you're looking for is all wrapped up in me. Jesus there, very, very powerful. Do you remember Jesus when he was teaching in the synagogue and he read out a passage of scripture and he says, this day all that I'm reading out is fulfilled right in your presence. He was standing right there. So the point Jesus is showing to us here from the scriptures is that knowledge of the scriptures, learning of the scriptures, daily Bible readings could be just a religious practice if it's not turning you to him. If it's not ending you up with him. Now, see, I noticed when Jackie was preaching a couple of weeks ago that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. The whole point she was bringing is that the lack would never come because we were with the person, the shepherd. John was bringing about the river of life, about staying in the river of life. Well, the river of life is Jesus. And so, and John showed us that it's Jesus is the one that we go to. So they were showing how the word all points to him, and it's to end us up in strong appreciation and relationship with Jesus. That's the whole point of it. So, young people, everything you need is in Jesus. Everything you need, everything you'll ever need is all in him. So you keep the relationship with him because it's most important. Now, here's a little example from everyday life that will just help us to understand this. When Shirley and I met one another, we couldn't meet up during the week because we were in two different places and our day's work wouldn't allow us to meet up. And so we wrote to each other. And I used to really look forward to the letters arriving. One would come nearly each day and try to send one each day. And so the letters come. So I'd start reading the letters and I think, oh, she's a very gentle person. She's a very faithful person. As I started to read through the letters, I'm starting to discover and to see the type of person that Shirley was. What sort of things were in her heart were written there in the letters. And so I could get to know about her through the letters. But what a difference to have the actual person with you. I mean, that was a big difference. You know, the pile of letters was great, but to have the one that you wanted to be with you, totally, totally different thing. Now I'm not reading about noticing that she's gentle and faithful. I now have the gentle one with me. I now have the faithful wife with me. Can you see the difference? Well, this is exactly what Jesus is trying to bring out here from the Word of God, that the Scriptures are wonderful and they're designed to get us to him. That's the whole point of these Scriptures here. Praise God.